Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. 1 Samuel 8, verses 7 to 9 reads, "And the Lord said to Samuel, Obey the voice of the people in all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being the king over them. According to all the deeds that they have done, from the day I brought them up out of Egypt, even to this day, forsaking me and serving other gods, so they are also doing to you. Now then, obey their voice. Only you shall solemnly warn them and show them the ways of the king who shall reign over them." Sometimes God gives us what we whine for, which is not good. Not good for us, not good for our relatives, not good for anybody that's involved. When we reject God, we reject God's people. When we reject God, we reject common sense, dignity, and purpose. When we reject God, we choose to live in hopelessness. We are deceived whenever we choose to know and follow God through a person rather than through His Word. The Scriptures give us a clear understanding of what happens to this nation as they put their hope in a king like the other nations, rather than in God. It's so easy for us to put our hope in something other than God, especially those of us who live in the United States of America. We've lived a very affluent life. We have a lot of comforts. We have a lot of food. We have a lot of things that we could enjoy and begin to live for those things rather than live for the purpose that God put us on the planet for. We're here to love God, and we can do that whether we're comfortable or uncomfortable. We're here to love God and love one another, and we can do that no matter what the circumstances are. We don't need to have comfort to do that. We don't need to have money to do that. We don't need to have perfect health to do that. See, as we look at the world around us, we see people clamoring for better situations. They're looking at the world around them and thinking that somehow God cheated them. God has never cheated one of His children. People might have. The sin in our lives might have destroyed us and then might have separated us from everything good. But it's not God who does that. God gives each of us a choice on how we want to live. We need to live in a way that we were created to live, where we honor God in all that we say and do, and we love the people around us. We don't need to be like the world. We need to be like those who are in God's family in the world. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.